Okay. Yeah, Shalom for Rufu Shalom for Rochi Yachad Bas Chana. Baruch Hashem, we had Nisim Nisim today. All right, so we're going to start Likutei Amarim Chelik Sheni. The historians write that he really wrote this before he wrote the first half of Tanya, and then later it became the second volume. Hanikra b'shem Chinuch Katan. This is called the Sefer of. You need a good way of translating this. It's the Chinuch of the small, the young. We'll soon see why that's the case. But look at, as he wrote earlier, this is gathered mipi svarim. Svarim, they say, refers to the Maral, the Rambam, and the Shlach Kodesh. Umipi seifrim, kedesh elyon nishmas eden seifrim, refers to Mendel Vitebsker, the great Magid in the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And it is miyusad, this Sefer, the second section, these coming 12 chapters that we're going to learn, are established, al parsha rishayna shal krishma, on the first chapter of the Shema. Okay, we'll have to take the recording off of there, because this recording is not working. Chanech l'nar al pi darkei. You sure it's working? Pasuk says, Pasuk in Mishlei, Pasuk in Proverbs, educate the youngster according to his level. Gam ki yaskin, said even when he gets older, la yosur mimeno, he will not depart from it. What does that say? So the Baltanias Midayek, Midichsiv al Pidarkoi, since the Pasuk is telling us, look, when you're dealing with a youngster, you gotta teach him according to his level, is mashma. It's fair to extrapolate. She'ena derech ha'em eslamita, that's not the ultimate, that's not the ultimate truth. Meaning, you gotta break it down to the level where the person, where the child can understand it. Clearly, you're not giving him the whole picture. V'im Kain, if that's the case, he asks the obvious question, my malyusa, what is the great advantage, shigam kiyaskin liyasa mimena, that even when he gets old, that's still what his beliefs is to be? That's not a great advantage. You know, they tell the story that the Chafetz Chaim, the blue light is on also. And somebody came to the Chafetz Chaim, I don't know how he ended up seeing this, but the fellow was a grown man, and he was wearing the talis koton of this tiny little talis koton, and it was the talis koton. He says, Rebbe, that's the talis koton my mother put on for me when I was 3 years old. So even though he was now a man of 50, he was still wearing the 3x3 inch talis koton that he got. So that's what he's saying. You know, we're supposed to grow into a new talis koton eventually. And if, when it comes to chinuch, if we're breaking things down to the age of a youngster, well,
is that a good beer?
If
not good beer, I mean,
well, one second. He explains the pashat understanding. Nochem, slide in there a second, so you can get in. So he's going to explain, obviously, that there's different mahalchim in chinuch. It's right at the beginning. So, achinei medazos, everybody knows, kishor she avedes Hashem v'yisoy deseho. Two terms he uses here, interestingly. Shorashim and yisoyd. What's a shorash is a root. It refers to like the root of a tree. A yisoyd is a foundation. Right, so the two very good examples to understanding things upon which other things stand, right? Yeshayrish, the root of a tree, is not just what the tree is built on, but it's also from where the tree derives all its nourishment. A yisayd, on the other hand, the foundation, depending on how healthy the foundation is, that's how healthy the building is going to be. Now, so the roots of the service of Hashem and its foundations hen techila v'rechimu. As we learned in the first sefer, they are love and awe. Hayira, awe or fear, is shoyrish v'yisoid lasur meira. It is the source, the root, for all forms of understanding how we need to stay away from evil. Or, as he told us at the last parak we learned, it is the root, the source of the shasa loisaseh, the 365, thou shalt not. Ve'ahava, and love, livaseh toiv, love is the root of the doing good, v'kiyum kol mitzvah saseh, deraiseh v'drabon, and the fulfillment of all positive mitzvahs, whether they are rabbinic in nature or they are biblical in nature. As we will explain. Then he throws in a little curveball in the parentheses. And by the way, mitzvah of chinuch itself, we understand that chinuch itself is a rabbinic positive mitzvah. Chinuch itself, not only is it to be mechanach about the mitzvahs, but the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah unto itself, right? Now, that was question number one. Hine says further, V'ahavu k'siv b'soif parshas Ekev, about love, it says at the end of the parsha of Ekev, it says, Asher anochi mitzave eschem la'asoy. So it says first that I command you to do it. To do what? Continues the pasuk, le'ahava es Hashem. La'asoyis is to act. To act in what? To act in love. Well, loving is hardly an action. So he asks, v'tzarech lovin eich shayich loshin asiya gabe ahava shebelev. How is it possible to use the term which means to act, when we're addressing the concept of love, which is an emotion? Now, by the way, we know that the Rishonim already asked, forget about whether it's an action, how can you command an emotion, period? You can't command somebody to love or to fear, they either do or they don't. But here he's asking specifically on how you can use the terminology of lasos. What kind of action is there? Okay? So here, we would start a new paragraph if we were printing this in modern Sfarim. Here's the idea. Yesh name mine aves Hashem. There are two types of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'achas, the first type of love, he kaleis ha'nefesh b'tiva el b'ira. There is an internal, natural love that the neshama yearns naturally to its creator. There's an author, was a disciple of the Mittler Rebbe and of the Tzemach Tzedek, who was Reb Hilla Paritcher. Reb Hilla Paritcher was a chosid. And from his earliest days, he was that doesn't work well. Reb Hilla Paritcher was a born tzaddik. He was one of these really irritating people who are born that way, to the degree where when he was a little kid, Remendel of Futafas took him to Ramat HaChinavla, and he was like between 2 and 3 years old, and he kept on pointing to Ramat HaChinavla saying, Tati, deyidat a fire of cup. This Jew has a fire burning on his head. That's the kind of vision this Reb Hilla Paritcher had. And he had, from his earliest memories, we'll see as we get into the parak, it's almost a description of how the chassidim related his upbringing. He had a natural kalos hanefesh, a natural yearning, el b'ira, to its creator, kashetiz gabe. So now, how does a person get in touch with this natural love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? is kasha tisgabe nefesh asichlis alachem. When the intellectual mind gets the gains, the upper hand over one's physicality, how does that happen? V'tashbileu v'tachnieu tachteha. So that the intellectual soul makes the crassness of the physical body mushpal. It becomes subservient and degraded beneath the intellectual neshama. So there's a gvura, there's a winning, there's a what's the term I'm looking for? It's not coming to me. Of an ownership, it's a command that the nefesh ha-sichli has over the physical body. Is azai, the natural reaction is that it's going to be tislai v'tislai b'shalheves ha'ilam e'alel. The neshama just bursts forth on its own. It comes into its own. V'togav v'tismach ba'ashem o'yisa. And back up to the top of the next column. And the neshama is allowed free rein to rejoice and to celebrate in Hashem, its creator. V'tisanik al Hashem tainuk nifla. And the neshama just enjoys its relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it does all the time. Is v'azoichim l'mayla haver rabezu. People that have the benefit of this type of natural love, hema nikraim tzadikim. Those are that tiny sliver of society that are referred to as tzadikim. Kedichsiv, why do I say this about tzadikim? Because the pasuk says so. It says simchu tzadikim b'Hashem. The tzadikim rejoice with God. That's what they do. They enjoy. What are you doing today? I'm just rejoicing with God. That's what they naturally do. There's nothing in the way. Their bodies don't obstruct their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result, their full-time occupation is just delighting in the fact that they have a connection with the Bereshit. Ach, however, like all of them, very few people have the merit of that attainment of being a tzaddik. Why is that the case? This is very pashut. Ki lezet zorich zichu chachaymer b'ma'id ma'id. Because that requires a tremendous zichu chachaymer, a tremendous ois edlin, a refinement of one's physical body. So it's not just a victory. Earlier he said it requires a hashpala. It's possible for a person to pound. Remember we had the Zohar that he quoted last time. Was, if there's a piece of wood that doesn't ignite, beat it. You know, take the body and degrade it. That's one thing. He's not talking about that here. Here he's saying it even requires, it requires zichu chachem. It requires the transformation, almost to turn the body into something translucent. V'gam toyer ma'isim toyvim harba. In addition to one's refinement of their physicality, it also requires an immense amount of Torah and good deeds. Lizkois l'neshama elyona. Interestingly, so what is he saying here? Remember earlier in Tanya, he said that tzaddikim are born tzaddikim. Here he's introducing that it's possible for a person to merit through their Torah and their Ma'asim Tovim to get a neshama elyona. It's possible for a person to merit a whole new level of neshama, which is higher than their nefesh and higher than their ruach. It's a whole new level. And what he's saying here is that what the Divrei Chaim has many pieces on this. I think we did some of them. Pishut Parshas Nitzavim, where he talks about it's possible for a person to move into a whole different realm of spiritual attainment. They're not the same person. The Eitav Lev used to travel to Sanz. Used to go twice a year. And he said he had never met anybody who categorically just was not the same person. There was almost nothing recognizable about him every time he went. That he had so elevated himself in his Aveda that it was like meeting a whole new person. It was not, you know, were it not for his physical appearance, there would be no way to know who it was. How's that for predictability?
Talking about the Sansa rule?
Yeah. So, but he's saying you can not only refine yourself, but it's a whole new neshama. A person can change their neshama. You can get a trade in, an upgrade. You get enough miles, you get an upgrade. So that's the first level of Ahava. The first level of Ahava is internal, inborn, natural love for HaKadosh Baruch.
How come it didn't say that beginning of time?
How come what?
It doesn't say that beginning of time. He said there's three types of things.
Right, there he says tzaddikim are born.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't even say baby with no chance.
Yeah. Interesting. V'yashenis. So that doesn't help any of us much, this first level, because it's really not on the agenda this week. V'yashenis. The second is the form of love that any of us can attain. How do we do it? Each of us can do it when we take out the time to contemplate well with depth of heart in those types of things that arouse love to Hashem in the heart of every Jew. Now, he explains, what are those? First of all, in a general way. First of all, the first thing to realize is, I learned this very well today, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is literally the source of life. And just like a person ultimately loves their life more than they love anything else, any other pleasure, life will take precedence. And when we realize that in truth the Ribbono Shel Olam is the only source of all life and all existence, and a person thinks about that, is Ken Yehavis Hashem. The person will come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kashi is b'inin v'yosim aliba, when he contemplates and really drives home to his heart. Ki Hashem hu nafshayo amitis, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is his true life, v'chay of mamish, and his life source. Like the pasuk says, my soul will yearn for you because you are my soul, the Zohar says. So that's in general. So in general is the recognition that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the source of my existence. He is constantly renewing me moment by moment. He is my life. But we can even make it more personal. What does that mean? When any of us contemplates and thinks about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it starts with how awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Okay? Kashi Yuchal Se'es, to the degree that any one of us can handle. Meaning, when we're talking about the contemplation of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is obligated to reach whatever attainment intellectually they can attain. And even to reach for that which is beyond one seichel, that would be using forms of examples or whatever other methods are available to us to have statements of faith. Now, so what he's saying is we're setting up a system. Okay? We're setting up a system where the person contemplates the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, once we recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next step is to then say, and that great God cares about us. He cared enough to have a relationship with us. First and foremost, that he went down to Egypt, to the lowest place in the world, to take us out of that inferno, Shua Sitra Achrach Manalatzlan, from the most degraded, lowliest place in the world, the dark side. Likarveinu Elav, to bring us close to him. Uledabkenu Bishmai Mamish, to allow us literally to cleave to him through his Torah. And as we've discussed so many times in the first volume, Vehu Shmai Achad, and the Rabbeinu Shalom, he and his Torah are one. Is Vahainu. That is to understand. That he took us from the lowest, most degraded level that a human being can attain to the highest attainment that a person could attain. And to the greatness of Hashem and His Torah, that is infinitely great. That's the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to. And when a person thinks about that, is azai kemayim haponim alponim, if that's, when a person recognizes that that's the case, so we see that there's a rule in life, and that rule is kemayim ponim alponim, that just like the one sees their reflection in water, when we see what the Rebbeinu Shlom was willing to do because of his love for us, so this requires contemplating first, how great is the God that was willing to do it, how low he was willing to go to fetch us. Then it will arouse the love in the heart of any thinker. And someone who contemplates binyan zeh b'umka d'liba, someone who contemplates with any depth of thought, lev es Hashem, ahava azah, to love Hashem with a tremendous deep love, uledav kabay, and to cleave to Hashem, belev v'nefesh, with our heart and our soul, k'may shizbar, v'mekayim v'arichas, as we will explain in the coming prakim, these levels of love. Now, so there's two levels of love he just described. One of them is Ahava Klolis, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of our life. And the second is Ahava Pratis, which is, because he's the source of non-Jews' life as well. But as far as Klal Yisrael goes, the Rebbeinu Shleilam reached into the depths of the Tuma to take us out and bring us up. And does so on a daily basis. Every time we open a sefer, every time we do a mitzvah, Hashem is reaching out to us and allowing us to get out of the depth and to be able to come close to Him. The concept of this second love that's accessible to every Jew, not just the love that he discussed earlier, that's available to tzaddikim who, you know, wake up in the morning and are in love with God. But this love, he wanted to plant this second love in the heart of every Jew, in this pasuk. He said, Hashem has heaven and earth, but Hashem only wanted your avos, and he chose us, their descendants after him. And then he commands us, that he will circumcise the earl of our hearts. And he begins, b'shivim nefesh yadu avasech al mitzrayim, with 70 souls your forefathers went down to Egypt. V'ahavtan, you should love. And now, after concluding that introduction, ulekach sayim devarav al ahavazu, so he concludes his words about this second love, this doable love, this love that takes some work to generate. And he says, Ashonechi mitzaveschem la'asoysa, this love you can create. She'ahava asuya b'lev, it is a love that it is created in your own hearts. How? Ayedei habina v'adas. That's doable. It's a love that we can create through contemplating, through understanding, with those kinds of things that will awaken the love in our hearts. This is no wonder, because it really was brought earlier in that same parsha, the very pasuk in the Shema. What does it say in Krishna? These words that I command you today should be on your heart. Kidei, what's the purpose? Because when the words of Torah are upon our hearts, and when we think about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is immediately written before that, that will bring V'ahavta. This answers already automatically that other question of how can you command V'ahava? You can't. What you can command is what you should think about. And when one thinks about it, V'ahavta then becomes something which is entirely under our control because it's going to be the result of our contemplation. About this second level of love, Shaykh Lashon Mitzvah, you can command that love. Dino, that is to say, Lasum Liboy Vidaitoy, that it Hashem is saying to us, here's what you should be paying attention to, here's what you should be contemplating, here's what you should be thinking about. Bidvarim Amayrim Sahava, surround yourself with those kinds of things that will awaken the love. But when we're talking about the natural love, that flame, that fire that raises on its own, back up to the top of the page, that you can't command. What's more is forget about commanding it. Not only can't you command it, the truth is that that type of love is a form of reward that's given to tzaddikim, litoim, to give them a foretaste, me'ein oilam haba be'oilam hazeh. It gives them a taste of the love that's available in the world to come, in this world, she'aleo nemer, about which it says, avodas matana eten es kuhunaskam, I'm going to give you an avodah, which is a gift. K'meshiz ba'avikam, as we'll explain the language of the Zohar there, is Ilam Khatira Bechayacha. You're going to get a glimpse of your world even while you're in this world. Ach hine yidua liyodim. He says, it's known to those who know. Time of Dikra, the reason behind the pasuk. My dechsiv, that which it says, Kisheva yipul tzadik vikam. Pasuk says, the Maranayim talks about this extensively. We're going to see some Maranayims that are almost identical to this. Seven times the tzaddik is going to fall and get up. Ubefrat she'adam nikr mahalach v'layayimit. Certainly because we know that humans are called mahalchim. We are called goers. We're called movers. In contrast to angels that are called oimdim. You can never become a better angel. The angel you're born is the angel you die. Humans, we can become better humans, and we can become less better humans. V'tzorech leilech mimadrega lemadrega. As human beings, we are commanded to go, to move from level to level. V'leilamed bimadrega achas leilem. Never to stay on the same madrega. Okay? Ubein madrega le madrega, we must know as follows, that when we go from one level to a next, terem shiyagi le madrega yayne memeno, before we can attain the next highest level, ubchinis nefila, we are going to fall, me madrega harishayne, we're going to slip and fall away from our first level. So, and that's a tremendous upset and a place where many people despair when they fall into that empty space between one step and the next. Ach, we must know, ki yipoil lo yutal ksiv. It says the person will fall, not he will be removed. One way to realize this is that it's not called a failure only vis-a-vis the person where he saw himself earlier. I used to be much better. I was in a better place, and now I'm in a terrible place. Okay? But not in comparison to other people. Meaning, Sha'af al-Pikin, even though he's fallen from his level where he was, I'm still better off than other people in my service. What's the value of that? So he says, the value is, Kinisher ba b'pchines reshimu memadrigas harishayna. Even though the person falls from their earlier level, but there's an impression that was left there. There's a mark. You have it on sites throughout the world. So-and-so was here. So on that, on the pole of Amadregas, there's a little scribble that says, so-and-so was here. And that impression remains for us to see later on and say, since I was there, I know that I can attain it again. Ach ikara, me'ahava shenischanach v'hurgol ba minu'urav, b'terem shi'igi l'madregas tzadik. The ikar, the main foundation upon which it is all built, is from the love that the person was trained from his youth before he ever reached any of the self-made madregas of tzaddik. That's what he's talking about when he says, this is something that we can always go back to. The level of being born a tzaddik, that's not ours. But that which we create, that which we can arrive at, that we can attain through our own avodah, that we have to mature with on our own, it goes according to the level that we're at any given station in life. And hopefully it grows along with us, unlike the Talis Kotlin, right? It's supposed to grow with us. Level is something that we're constantly going to be adapting according to the level that we're at in our Aveda.
So it's according to that, if you fall, you're only going to get back to the stage you fell.
Well,
that's what it seems.
That's where you get to start off from.
So you, every time you go back to where you came from?
Right. You go back and then use that as a stepping stool.
So wherever you came from, you
fall. We'll see we'll see some of the other pieces now in practice. We can put this into real life practice. However, in Ereshis Hadvarim HaMa'irim HaHava V'Yiras, if we're going to go back now to his premise, what was the premise? The premise is you got to start with, if you want to be able to arouse this love, you have to arouse it built upon the fact that there's an infinite God who takes interest in me. So, let's meet God. In order to begin this whole process of arousing this love, it starts with saying, there's an amazing God who's interested in me. So in order to do that, we have to introduce us to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what these 12 prakim are about. Let us meet God. In order to do this, we need to begin the process with understanding the Emuna of Jews, the Emuna specifically of the Yichud and the Achdus, the unity and the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what these prakim are going to be about. So I think what we should do is do those prakim and then come back to this issue of this Sheva Yipal Tzadik become. All right.